Yeah, I don't know what kind of a bike rider I am, but we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? To extend what Tom was talking about, is one of the things that I'm doing is I made a decision probably about 2 months ago that I was going to make 100 pedals my full-time job. Up until then, I spent about 12 years. I spent my entire career in sales and marketing, and I had to have a sales and sales coaching consulting business over the last 10 or 12 years. And I have to say, as much as I love being in sales, and I'm pretty darn good at it, I've been doing it since I think it was this tall, I have realized that there's no passion for it for me. When I lived through the experiences that I've gone through in the last 6.5, 7 years with my son, everything that I've experienced relative to my son and in his life and the choices that he's made with addiction, believe it or not, while it's the most painful, darkest, troubling experiences of my entire life, the things that I learned and the things that I did relative to what I learned, what I was doing with my son, completely transformed my life. And it made my life better as a result. And so now what I'm spending so much time talking to parents and so many moms and dads are realizing the level of the epidemic of addiction in this country is that addiction can start to take over your life as it did mine. And I went through a period of time where I spent probably 18 months of my life with my son chasing his addiction down his rabbit hole to the point where I put my life on hold. It basically destroyed my business. It affected my health. It affected my personal relationships. It nearly destroyed my life. And until I made that decision that I couldn't let my son's addiction destroy me anymore, that's when my life changed. And as a result, I think that it had a tremendous impact on my son as well. Not to say that he's always going to follow me, because one of the things that we've learned about anybody who's dealing with addiction, whether it's alcohol or drug or food-related or anything else, is that the addict is going to do what the addict is going to do. But we as moms and dads have been wired, we've been conditioned and wired that we are going to save our kid no matter what. And we find out that that just doesn't work. The beast of addiction is stronger than we are. And not to say that there isn't hope, not that there's an opportunity for us in our lives, but that's the demarcation that I created for myself, is that my life has to go on, and I'm going to pull my son forward, but I'm not going to allow my son to pull me backwards. And then as a result, that's the decision that I've made in my life, is that 100 pedals is going to be my full-time job. It's my full-time commitment, my full-time vocation, that I'm going to make sure that I spend time taking care of the moms and dads who need the love, the encouragement, the support, and the inspiration as they go through the most darkest, painful, troubling experiences of their life. That's why I'm here today, as I made a decision in January. I just made a decision that I'm going to start doing this full time. And my whole story starts with a bike ride, and I'll get to the story. But what I'm doing is I'm on my way from Scottsdale, Arizona. I drove all week to get here in time to speak here tonight, and riding the bike ride tomorrow, and then I'm going to Boston, New York, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Detroit, Indianapolis, Effingham, Illinois, if anybody knows where that is, I could tell you. Lexington, Kentucky, Dallas, Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, Oklahoma City, Abilene, Texas, and home. I'm going to be gone for 50 days. I've only been on the road a week. And I'm speaking to moms and dads just like you, because you guys deserve to hear my story.